Introduction to data. This set of slides will be an introduction to important terminology. Two definitions will help us to define the meaning of the components making up the overall architecture that encompasses an electronic health record. The configuration, structure, and relationships of hardware, in parens, the machinery of the computer, including input and output devices, storage devices, and so on, in parens, in an information system. From Latour, Eichenwald-Mackey, Glossary. This definition addresses the complexity of hardware configuration related to the architecture. This may include older legacy systems based on mainframes with DOS-based systems. Maybe client-server architecture, which is used by third-party vendors to configure systems. Another definition, a system that consists of individual databases contributing to a central data repository from which data may be either drawn directly to supply an EHR workstation or sent to a warehouse that performs sophisticated analysis on data to supply decision support. This is in a parentheses, Amadiato, Electronic Health Records Glossary, in parens. This definition relates more to the configuration of the interoperability of software that may make up a data architecture. The architecture provides a framework for hardware and software configuration. The data infrastructure, however, focuses on the data needs to operate a healthcare organization. For the EHR, we look not only at the operational end of the organization, but also the clinical needs and the concerns around the meaningful use of data collected. Depending on the type of facility you're working in, you will need to know the data elements that are required for the data sets. What is data? First of all, we need to understand that each fact collected is considered raw data. Sometimes we create a group of or set of facts, parens data, with uniform definitions to be used for a special use. This is called a data set. Examples of data sets in healthcare are, number one, Uniform Hospital Discharge Data Set, parens UHDDS. These are long-standing data sets begun in the 1960s to provide information at a national level. Number two, Uniform Ambulatory Data Set, parens UACDS. Number three, minimum data set for long-term care. Number four, data elements for emergency department systems, parens, DEEDS. Number five, health plan employer data and information sets, in parens, HEDIS. Many other healthcare data sets are well established and provide helpful aggregate information. You may hear two types of data discussed as you are configuring an EHR, structured or unstructured. Structured data is readable by a computer. In an EHR, capturing data by individual fields provides structure. Common fields would be date of birth, gender, diagnosis, procedure code. When decision support systems are built, structured data can be used to provide information. Unstructured data is not readable by the computer. It would include handwritten or transcribed narrative notes that are scanned into a system. The notes are readable but not usable for clinical decision support systems. Here are some examples of structured and unstructured data you'll find in the EHR. Structured or discrete data, for example, CPOE and registration data. Unstructured data, document image data, transcribed reports, video data, e.g. ultrasound, audio data, e.g. voice notations, vector graph data, e.g. fetal monitor or EKG, diagnostic image data, e.g. MRI, CT. There needs to be a place for all data to be stored for longevity and safety of the data. There are a few terms that are used to describe those storage areas. On this slide, we'll look at terms such as data repository and or data warehouse and clinical repository. A part of the configuration of the architecture of an EHR consists of a database where all data from all systems can be collected and stored. Often this is called a repository or a warehouse. Further delineated, you may also find repositories that narrow the data more specifically, like the clinical data repository, in parens, CDR. It is essential to build the repositories into the system so that data is protected and can be used for data analytics and decision making. Here are a few related definitions. Data repository, an open structured database that is not dedicated to the software of any particular vendor or data supplier, in which data from diverse sources are stored so that an integrated multidisciplinary view of the data can be achieved. Also called a central data repository, or when specifically to healthcare data, a clinical data repository, in parens, CDR. This is from the glossary of Amadiato. Data warehouse, a database that makes it possible to access data from multiple databases and combine the results into a single query and reporting interface. And this comes from Latour and Eichenwald-Mackey glossary. Clinical repository, a frequently updated database that provides users with direct access to detailed patient-level data, as well as the ability to drill down into historical views of administrative, clinical, and financial data. Again, Latour and Eichenwald-Mackey glossary. Understanding terminology and data architecture is essential for someone who will be configuring an EHR. This set of slides provides you with an introduction to some key terms that you will hear when working with information technology specialists. Keep in mind that the goal of developing an EHR is to collect meaningful data that can be used to provide quality health care. Resources. Number one, Amadiato, Margaret K., Electronic Health Records, A Practical Guide for Professionals and Organizations, 4th edition, Chicago, AHIMA, 2009. And number two, Latour and Eichenwald-Mackey, Health Information Management, Concepts, Principles, and Practice, 3rd edition, AHIMA Press.